Okay, I like wasn't ready or prepared to start yet, but apparently Frank, he's just...
Well, we were just talking and
chomping
like...
Chomping at the bit.
I just, you know, you always yell at me to not talk about things, and just interesting content was happening.
We were talking about poopy lemons because...
There's poop on everything.
There's poop on everything, but like if you get a lemon in your drink at a restaurant, you're basically putting a turd in your water.
Well, I don't get lemons or limes. Normally I get a soda water and they're like, you want a lemon or a lime with that? And I'm like, no. And they're like, they look at me like there's something wrong with me. I just don't do it.
There is something wrong with you, but it's not that. Okay, welcome back to the CMT, the Country Music Tea, a country music pop culture podcast that is just exploding on social media.
Is it?
I mean, like, I don't know, like our little clips are, they're doing well.
Nice.
So I'm proud of them. Frank? How are you? Give us an update. Let me like, I need to relax. So you talk for a bit. You entertain.
I mean, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I feel like I've been on the phone just yelling. When I get on the phone, for some reason, I just like yell. I'm like, I know there's a microphone right here, but if someone's like far away on the phone, like they're on speakerphone, I feel like I have to yell into my phone so they can hear me from their phone across the room. And
who were you yelling at?
Just a friend of mine. I was asking him some questions about some plumbing stuff because we're working on our house.
Something's amiss at the Maroney residence. Okay, I'm not comfortable. Like, I'm not even...
I'm never comfortable in these chairs. Like, I know they look good, but they need to be burned.
These are really nice chairs. These are from TJ Maxx.
I told you they look good, but they're not comfortable.
You're just not a Maxinista, so you don't get it.
They
My
would
bra
work
straps
if,
are showing.
If we
this
were
is
both like 6'4", they'd be great. But if I sit all the way back in this chair, my legs stick out like a little kid sitting on the toilet.
Okay, so I think we need to then address, Frank is not a little kid, and he's not sitting on a toilet. So stop leaving
comments.
That
might be more
like
comfortable
that.
Than this chair.
Frank, it's a really comfortable chair. It's very nice. It's kind of like a boucle inspired vibe, but a little bit more classic and timeless so that it's not gonna like go out of style. It's really nice.
How are you? How's your tick situation?
Yeah, so we apparently live in a free country, but like I'm not free. I have been under attack by bugs for days now. Saturday, my family and I went on a beautiful bike ride. I thought for a minute, I was like, I should like get into hiking. Like I should be an outdoorsy girl. Like I just was like so cute out there, and like it really, I was like, wow, this nature stuff, it's like kind of breathtaking. And then we're like, oh, we'll pull over. We saw this little swing set. I'm getting off the bike. And my husband, Seth, is like, wait a minute. And he's like staring like kind of at my crotch. And I was like, Seth, this is like a children's playground. But like he wouldn't like stop staring. And so like I knew something was wrong. I was like, what? And he's like, no, that just don't move. So I'm like, whatever it is, get it off my body. Now. And like he was like being slow about it. So I knew like this was like a fly, a ladybug. It's just like, get out of here. I knew there was a serious situation. So I thought either it's a tick or there's an apex predator on my crotch because like he knows we have a rule. If he sees like, oh my gosh, there's like a tick on the back of her shoulder, take me out to the street and shoot me because like I will not, no. I'm not going to come back for that. I'm not going to survive this. So like, it just was very treacherous because he was like, he's like, well, why don't we just, like, he flicked it off or whatever. And I was like, what was it? He's like, it was just a little bug. But like, why don't we let go? Let's go back. And like.
So wait, it wasn't even attached. It was crawling on you?
It was on my.
Your what?
It was in the more nether regions of my torso. It was in my southern hemisphere. On top of my shorts, though.
Oh, you made it seem like you got bit by a tick and like...
No, I didn't. Let's go to our text messages.
You said, I found a tick on me and I'm going through a lot right now.
Yeah. there was a tick on my person and I was going through a lot. And then today, I have not like been able to shake it. Like, and I was eating a bowl of ice cream and I like turned and I dipped my ponytail in the ice cream. So then like the end of my ponytail was hard. So then like I touched it and like I there's something in my hair that wasn't hair. And I was like I literally was freaking out. Like I'm still like really not doing well. And then today I was setting up the splash pad for my son's play date and I moved our outdoor umbrella and like I call Guinness Book of World Records, get them out here. The world's largest spider literally came at me. It wasn't like crawling away. It was coming at me. And I'm just like on my own property. I'm just like exhausted. I have an exterminator coming tomorrow, but.
Yeah. I mean, Molly had a tick in her belly button. Like I that was. Yeah. Did you check your belly button?
Hold on. Keep telling the story.
Yeah. It was attached in her belly button.
Okay. All the you gotta issue do. Is I've had a baby. So like my belly button is not as approachable as Molly's.
When you go outside, just get some bug spray, lather that.
Yeah.
Lather up in bug spray, and then you'll be good to go.
I just like.
Because, you know, like DEET protects from, or will help hide you from ticks and chiggers and.
DEET?
Well, yeah, like.
What's DEET?
Off, bug spray. Oh. DEET is the chemical in off. The higher the DEET,
the happier the Maddie.
What is it that you say? The bigger the hoops.
The bigger the hoe.
The bigger the hopes.
The higher the DEET, the closer to Jesus. Because honestly, yeah. It makes me not believe in God because it's like, oh, God made all these creatures. Like, he messed up on those.
You know, you could get a possum.
Okay.
Possums worse. Eat ticks.
Okay.
And no. They don't get rabies. So. They're pretty friendly.
No, thanks. I'm good on the possum. It just seems like all of these solutions are not very good, either chemicals or possums.
Yeah, DEET will DEET. Give you cancer, but you won't get Lyme disease, so.
Oh, my gosh. This world, I'm telling you, it's really a scary place. Okay, yeah, speaking of scary place.
Yeah.
The country music world. Oof.
Everyone, like, keeps asking me. That's not in the country music world. What's going on with this Jason Aldean song?
I know. It's like you are just, it's like, it's our cross to bear that it's like we moved to Nashville and wanted to like write country music. Now we have to answer for all these bozos. Like I literally didn't do anything wrong yet I'm being interrogated every day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's what you were going to bring up. But.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like we just have to like talk about the fallout of everything. There's a couple updates, but then I thought, you know, it would be an interesting little thing.
Mm-hmm.
A get to know Frank episode because like no one knows anything about you.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, you'll know what I want to know when it's your turn to know it. I think we should just like give the people what they want. Everyone wants to hear about Jason Aldean. I don't know why. Like,
oh, I thought you were going to say give the people what they want and know about me.
No, no one cares. But if you start telling them little snippets about you, like, then they might feel connected and want to tell a friend to listen to the pod.
Oh, okay.
So I think it could be cute. So, yeah, Jason Aldean, he shouldn't be doing well, but, like, he's fine. He's, you know, he's doing what he's going to do. So we can just start with that. I don't know. I'm just so tired of seeing his face, his jowls, all just hit everything like on my For You page. Like he kind of looks like Buzz Lightyear.
Like Buzz Lightyear.
Sans helmet.
Well, like, can producer Kyle, can we put a side by side of Jason Aldean and Buzz Lightyear?
But it's got to be a picture of Buzz Lightyear not in his helmet. It's like Buzz Lightyear out of the suit.
Is there like a Buzz? Did he ever like dress up as Woody? Like, is there a country version of Buzz Lightyear?
I don't think so. Buzz is a very like stand-up guy, and he doesn't like cosplay.
So,
I'll look it up for you though, if you want.
I mean, I'm just saying, like that would probably be the closest, you know.
Okay, he'd honestly, ever look. I'm right. Tell me that doesn't look like Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
Blue eyes. We'll put the picture up for the clips. But yeah, I don't know. So he addressed cancel culture at his
yeah, I mean, I haven't,
his show.
I'm not up to date on the news. I just know that a bunch of people have been saying, what's up with this?
And you're just like...
And I'm just like, that song sucks. That's what's up with it.
Yeah. You're like, I bleed red. Like, I'm a human. Like, let me be. G-Something hit a concert. People bought tickets, free will, with their own or like hard-earned money. They bought tickets and they went, whatever. So he addressed the cancel culture and the controversy surrounding his new song and video at his concert on Friday night. So this is via Taste of Country, aka our Bible, because Taste of Country, they're really put, like, they've got to be exhausted but excited that they have like something to talk about. So G-Something performed at the Riverbend Music Center in Cincinnati, Ohio on Friday. This was less than a week after the entire controversy where his song, he was accused of racism and promoting vigilante violence. He did. Okay. Anyways, the resulting controversy had been the subject of intense news coverage. We all know this. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone has an opinion. Us too. Ours. I believe I checked last week. I think our opinion was the only one that mattered. It just is. So this is what he said on stage. He said, hey, here's the thing. Here's one thing I feel. I feel like everyone's entitled to their opinion, except if you're not white. I think that's what he meant. That's like it, in parentheses in the article. You can think something all you want. That doesn't mean it's true, right? Which I agree with. People think that Jason Aldean's music is good. Doesn't mean they're correct. He said, so what I am is a proud American, and I'm proud to be from here. I love our country, and I want to see it restored to what it once was before all this bullshit started happening to us. I love my country, I love my family, and I will do anything to protect that. I could tell you that right now. Then a chant of USA, USA happened. I'm just like,
wondering,
when he says, like, I want to see it restored to once it what it once was before all this bullshit started happening.
What the fuck is he talking about?
What is he talking about? Like,
what is the bullshit that's happening? I don't know. Is he talking about like cancel culture? Because both sides are doing cancel culture. I mean,
right. That's the thing.
The left has been known for it, but then the right's like, oh, that's whatever, that's not cool. And then they make, there's one thing about Bud Light and they cancel Bud Light.
Okay,
and
it's, I'm sorry, I have to ask you something.
What?
Which one's left and which one's right? Like, it really confuses me because it's so
confusing.
The
left is the Democrats, the right is the Republicans.
Okay, because I would always think right Republican. But there then it's like, I want to go be like, no, that's too easy, that it would be like R and R. So then I backtrack like second guess. I don't know. That's on me. Okay. He continued on to say, because he had the platform, he had the microphone. The sound guy was trying to find the off button and he had no hands, so he couldn't find it. This day and age, cancel culture is a thing. Oh my God. Okay. I hate when people say a thing, and I probably say it a lot, but like, I did a thing, or like, I hate that. It's like, I can't stand it.
Okay.
It makes me want to die.
Carry on.
If people don't like what you say, then they try to make sure that they can cancel you, which means try and ruin your life and ruin everything else. Because some people, they probably didn't know what the word cancel meant because they don't like, not very smart at a Jason Aldean concert. So I don't know. It's just this whole thing where it's like, it's interesting. Jason Aldean and his wife have such an agenda. They want to shut people down that believe in anything opposite of them. They want to like attack people online and all this kind of stuff, including like our queen, Maren Morris. But then it's like, okay, they get served a little taste of their own medicine and he's upset about it.
Yeah, well, you know, the world is full of hypocrites, so.
And two of them are sitting right here. You and Kyle, of course, our producer, Kyle back there. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is what it comes down to. If you're not going to be in the music, if you're not going to be in the news because your music's good or like you're attractive or you're doing good things for the world, you have to be in the news somehow. So he's going to put out a song like this, a video like that, so that he can be in the news. That's all that it is. Him and his wife, they're realizing they can make a lot of money pandering to people. So they're just going to pander and they'll make a ton of money from it.
Yeah, I mean, probably that's kind of in today's world, the whole like shock and awe thing, mm-hmm. it does pay. pretty well.
It pays, but I like worry about their kids because at the end of the day.
Yeah, but morally, it's like, okay, I just don't, I mean, I could never live the shock in all life because it's like.
So you're not going to have a sex tape anytime soon? You don't want to like, you're not trying to like really get it out there?
No, I mean, I am, but. Not you know, that it's way. Hard to produce that, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have a camera. We have studio lights, crisp Premiere Prime audio.
It's true. That is an important part of it.
We could hook that up for you and Molly if you would really like to get your songwriting career like.
Yeah.
Just kicked off.
That would really bump me up there in the ratings.
Gorge. Believe me, I love to be on my phone. I love to look at things. I love to be in the comment section. I love to be toxic. It's one of my favorite hobbies, favorite pastimes. But I'm just too tired right now. I'm not getting enough sleep to like really go in and be outraged because I know like we'll be outraged about something different in a week.
Yeah.
But the thing is like I can forgive, but I'm not going to forget. It's going to be the back of my mind.
Do you think this song is going to go number one?
Oh my God. Wow. Frank out here, a journalist, asking the hard-hitting questions. We could have a Morgan Wallen situation on our hands where people like bump it up.
Well, I mean, because it's definitely probably going to stream a lot because
let's look at the numbers.
Even people that like would never listen to Jason Aldean are like, well, what's up with this song then?
The video got a huge bump because like even like I had to watch it to know what it was talking about. So like I gave him a view. So I think I'm part of the problem.
Well, you are. Yes, that's true.
It's hard to admit.
But because like when people go and check this out, but I guess it's not going to be, they're not going to be like, oh, this is such a good song. Maybe some will, but.
Oh, no. Frank, people love the song.
I know.
It has right now. It has 8.5 million streams on Spotify. It's been out since May.
Okay. I mean, yeah, so we'll see because Spotify, people go listen on that and it could climb the whatever, do the thing there because of all the publicity. But I guess radio, there are gatekeepers in radio that they have to decide whether a song is going to go number one and a record label can push it. So right. We'll see whether radio cancels this song or not.
The video.
That's what they're going to call it instead of it being like them being like, no, this song sucks. They're going to be like, oh, they canceled it.
The word cancel, it should be canceled. It's such a loser term, honestly. Anytime like older people like Jason Aldean like try to like talk about a word, it's like, ooh, that's dead. That's done. Ooh, nasty. The video has 17 million views. And I guess just to put that in context for like, the last official music video that he put up, which was, that's the official audio. Well, Trouble with a Heartbreak, the official music video has 13 million views and it was up a year ago.
So it's definitely getting better numbers.
Yeah.
What about like that Carrie Underwood song that he had? I forget what that's called, the duet.
Oh, that's a good song.
It is a good song.
Dang. What is it called? Something about being sad in a small town.
No, it's not a small town song. If I didn't love you? That's the new song.
Don't you want to stay?
No, that's Kelly Clarkson. Oh. If I Didn't Love You is the Carrie Underwood one.
Oh, actually, I don't care about that song. So I'm not going to look it up.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
cheat our viewers, but it's fine.
I'm just over it. Jason Dean's like an effing loser before this and after this.
I mean, he did record and cut some really great songs at the beginning of his career.
Flyover States?
Yeah. Kyle and I were talking about that at the end of the off-air. Like, that's a great...
Off the record.
That's a great small-town anthem right there. Flyover States. Like, that's a badass song.
Yeah, that makes small towns look good. I don't know. He just wants to threaten people. He just wants to be famous. He just wants people to talk about him. And it's like, no one's talking about that his music's good. No one's talking about that he's hot. No one's talking that he's like a family man. No one's talking that he's like faithful. No one's talking that he's like doing good things for charity of the world. So they got to say something. So he's like, how could I do this?
Well.
And that's what he did. So that's that on Jason Aldean. Jason I wish we could like come up with like a good little name for him. Because like Face and Felfine doesn't have a ring. Jason L. Weenie.
Not terrible, I guess.
I don't know.
You'll have to work on that.
Yeah, we'll workshop that one. Okay, Frank, I think we should give the viewers what they really want and give them all $100 for free. Just kidding. they want to know who you are. I want to know who you are. Yeah.
Who wanted to know who I was? Jennifer?
Her name is Stephanie.
Stephanie? Like,
that's why people don't... You can't even connect with our audience. Our one audience member.
Sorry, Stephanie.
You can't remember her name. It's not like we have six listeners. We have one. And her name is Stephanie. Like...
Well, there's an F sound in both those names. So it's close. They're about the same length.
Jennifer, Stephanie. Okay, I guess. But... Anyways. Okay, so Frank.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Denver, Colorado.
So why the heck are you in Nashville, Tennessee?
To write songs, duh.
So you are a man with a song in your heart.
Yeah, I am.
So how did you realize that you had a song in your heart that needed to be sung?
The tough questions, huh? How did I realize that there was... are you practicing for like when we have people on the show? And you have to ask them interview questions?
No, they'll probably be like a heck of a lot more interesting, so they'll be better questions. But like, why are you on a country music podcast? Like, what even qualifies you? Because clearly I'm like the funny, entertaining one. Like, so that's why I'm here.
I'm the token podcast white guy. That
are.
Like doesn't really have to do anything. You just need someone to talk at.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a good sounding board.
Truly. Maybe. How old are you?
I'm 30. Five.
So what
you're
was
really
it
gonna
like?
Air out my age? I mean, I don't give a shit, but
yeah, what are you trying to hide?
People are like, oh, all our younger listeners are gonna be like, he's old.
We have one listener and I'm pretty sure she's like I think she's like 26. So
I think our one listener is Jared's wife, Rachel. Shout out, Rachel.
Oh my gosh, shout out.
She's like,
we should start doing that. Shout outs to the listeners.
Yeah, shout out to Rachel Yeager.
Oh my gosh.
Follow her on Instagram, Rachel Leet.
yeah, and follow us too, Frank.
Oh yeah, that too. She was like, Frank, am I your only listener for the podcast? Me and Seth. And I was like, Seth definitely
does
doesn't
not listen. Because he's
so
never said anything
just
about
Rachel.
How much my hair cost. So we know he didn't listen. Yeah. Okay, gorgeous. So you're 35. So what was it like when TV wasn't in color? Just kidding. You're really not that old. You're not single.
No.
You're not ready to mingle.
Nope. Sorry.
You have a longtime lover.
Mm-hmm.
Molly.
Yeah.
Swift.
Yeah.
Cousin too.
I mean, she's made it.
Yeah. Taylor.
I wish.
Yeah.
That would be convenient.
There has to be some sort of relation.
I mean, maybe.
Has she done 23andMe, Ancestry.com?
No, she hasn't.
We had to get her on there.
Yeah,
wouldn't
maybe.
That be wild if like you spit in the tube? Send it in. 3 weeks later, you go on and you find out your distant like relative is Jason Aldean. That would be
wild.
Well,
in October, her family is having a like gigantic family reunion. So you never know. Taylor Swift might show up. She could be long distant cousin.
She'll fly in from the Eras tour.
Yeah.
That would be iconic. So tell us about your music career. You moved to Nashville in?
2012.
Wow.
Yeah.
11 years ago.
Well, almost October 2012.
So they say it's a 10-year town. And you've been here.
When did you move here?
Same.
Yeah.
Like actually no, like a couple months after you.
Yeah.
But what's your experience? You're in the writer's room every day writing with songwriters. You're trying to get, you know, those cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get what's the dream? What is Frank Maroney's songwriting professional dreams?
I mean, I've thought about this a lot. And when you first move to town, it's like, I just want to be a hit songwriter, just want to be number one or get number ones, want to make a bunch of money. But when you really break it down, what it comes down to is I just want to be able to make music and make a living at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty basic.
So have you ever thought of starting an OnlyFans? Just kidding. You're also a producer. You're not just a songwriter.
Yeah.
So you make money that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're an entrepreneur with your home because you have 8 Airbnbs. Oh, Airbnb's not supposed to know that. I mean, you have one.
Yeah. It's only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, love. I do that. So yeah, I'm a slumlord.
Of course.
And and yeah, and write and produce. Remember, like 2 months ago when you were giving me shit about how I got no cuts when you were naming all the cuts. Yeah,
like
yeah. Well, I got a couple cuts this month.
Oh, tell us about your cuts. Go ahead.
I got a cut with Kaylee Rose.
Love. Oh, she's really good.
Yeah.
She's big too, like especially on TikTok.
Yeah. She's like in the last year she's blown up a lot.
Yeah, she literally works her ass off.
Got a cut recently with Craig Wayne Boyd.
Are you kidding me?
No.
From The Voice?
Yeah. The original winner of The Voice.
Wait, that's like actually iconic.
Yeah.
Seth has a story about him. I don't think we can tell it on the podcast. Maybe we'll start a Patreon.
Yeah.
Should we start a Patreon?
Why would that matter?
It's like behind a paywall, so people can't like put it out there or else we could sue them.
Oh, so you like can tell stories that are...
Yeah, but maybe I'm thinking of someone else. But okay, anyways, wow. Yeah,
actually, I went to Berkeley with Craig Wayne Boyd's wife.
Oh.
And...
She's a musician as well?
She's a singer. And it was kind of weird because then I like ran into her at the Blue Bar like 5 years ago. Wow,
throwback.
Yeah. And then a friend of mine was like, hey, you want to write with Craig Wayne Boyd? And I was like,
let's do it. So these cuts, you wrote with all these artists?
Yeah.
These weren't like just cold calls.
And so we wrote a song and he released it, I think it was in June.
And you're just telling us about this? What's it called? Well,
it's called Golden.
Wow. Is it about me and my personality?
Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh, Frank, you finally wrote a song. So what's your favorite part of writing a song? Like, tell us your process. Like, do you come in with ideas? Like, some viewers, like, they've never written a song. Like,
that's true.
Tell them, like, what do you do?
I got to explain what a whole songwriting session is about.
Okay, well, actually, yeah, you'll probably make it boring. But what's your favorite part? No, that's boring. Who cares? What's your least favorite part of writing? Like, what's your nightmare write? Tell us the worst write you've ever had.
The worst write I've ever had?
Yeah. Say the names.
Why, are you going to bleep them out?
No, just kidding. Just make up. Then producer Kyle, he's like, do extra work and bleep stuff. So just make up a fake name.
Okay. I wrote with this guy, Rod Stewart.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
It's a fake name. Didn't actually write with Rod Stewart. Now, people don't want to know about this, though. Songwriters are going to think this is interesting, but the actual listeners aren't.
Maybe Stephanie's a songwriter.
Maybe.
Maybe she has a song in her heart.
My least favorite part of songwriting is trying to figure out what you're going to write a song about. Mm. That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Like, just getting the wheels rolling is super hard. And that's why I like co-writing, because you, like, are forced to overcome that wall.
Yeah.
Whereas when you normally write by yourself, like, I'm not motivated enough to be like, oh, have no ideas. Well,
bye.
Guess I'm going to go eat a sandwich.
So are you embarrassed to say ideas sometimes? Because, like, sometimes you're writing with women or whatever, and, like, are you ever, like...
What does that have to...
I don't know. I just feel like as a man with a song in your heart, like, you probably say some dumb stuff sometimes.
You have to. You can't be afraid to say dumb shit.
You just put it out there.
Yeah.
Wow. That must be nice to just be not embarrassed.
Well, I mean, I feel like sometimes I overcompensate. And
for because, what?
Well, when I'm giving ideas, mm-hmm. I'll be like, okay, this is just an idea. Like, feel free to hate it.
It's a disclaimer.
Like, a big disclaimer. And part of that is to, like, if they hate it, be like, I hated it too.
Yeah.
I thought it was terrible.
I do that too. I'll be like, if you hate this, it's not going to hurt me. Like, I've given birth vaginally. Like, nothing hurts me anymore. Or I'll be like, okay, I'm about to say the stupidest thing that you've ever heard in your life. Like, be prepared to laugh. But in my mind, I'm like, wait, this is so good. It's going to be great. But just in case they're like, wait, are you kidding me? I'm like, duh, yes. I'm just joking.
And for me, that's like a two-part thing because I actually do want their my co-writer's legit reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to get really excited about like an idea and be like, okay, check out this is the best idea ever. Mm-hmm. And then I say it and they think that's terrible. That's it?
Yeah.
And, but they're like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. So okay. Yeah, no, that's great.
Do you ever do this where like, do you judge people based on the ideas they throw out in the room? Cause sometimes I do. Like sometimes, like if someone said, oh, I want to write a song called like Hot Dog Summer, I'd be like, okay, so
Jason Aldean would cut that song.
Probably. Like, I then go in my brain, yeah, I'm not going to throw out anything I'm too, like, excited about or anything I really want to save for, like yeah, a good write.
I definitely do
I hold
that.
Myself back sometimes.
I mean, obviously, that's only, like, if it's someone I don't really know.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, people that I've written with a bunch, they can tell me the dumbest idea and I still trust them. Yeah. But if it's a new person and they're like, yeah, I got this banger idea. It's called Hot Dog Summer. I'm like, this is going to be a rough okay, session today.
So Frank, if you're such an amazing songwriter, like your mom says you are, give us, we'll do an improv songwriting sesh right now. Hot Dog Summer. Give us the chorus. Go for it.
I do not like being put on the spot like this.
You have to.
No, I don't.
You're
I don't
here
do
to
anything
entertain.
I want.
In the words of Britney Spears, there's two types of people in the world, those that entertain, those that observe. Which one are you going to be?
Hot Dog Summer is just going to be like a Jason, or not Jason Aldean, a Jake Owen song.
Oh my gosh.
About Wait. Like going to the lake and crushing beers with Blue Mountains, because you can't talk about Bud Light anymore. You can't sing about that.
Yeah.
All their product placements down the drain.
You know what? We should have a moment of silence for all the straight, macho, white guys in country. They must be going through a lot because they might really love Bud Light, but they're so prideful. They don't like pride, but they have a lot of pride. And they like can't drink Bud Light, or they're like putting it in a different can. Like, wow, we have that. Should we start a GoFundMe?
That actually is a really funny thought that there probably are some people that are like,
they love it.
They've been drinking, but they don't like any other beer. They've been drinking Bud Light for years. Like, there's probably some people with Bud Light tattoos that don't drink it anymore. There's got to be. What are the statistically, there's got to be.
Statistically. Well, I don't know. I'm just glad the audience got to know a little bit more about you.
My dad, this might be bad, but my dad used to call Bud Light, Butt Light. And I'm sure there's lots of people who don't drink Bud Light anymore that would think
They're
that was hilarious.
They're calling it Butt Light now.
Yeah.
I didn't drink Bud Light before. I didn't really drink beer before. I'll have a Corona. I did have a Corona last night. Like, got a little crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Put a lime in there. But I'm just not a beer girly. Like, I like chocolate milk, you know? I'm not going to be drinking beer. I'm going to be drinking chocolate milk.
Yeah,
so,
well.
Maybe if there's a chocolate milk controversy, then I'll be in a dicey situation. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, I think I'm in the clear. So, all right. Well, Frank, a beautiful episode. I'll write questions next week that you can ask me, because your questions would be like, how tall are you? And it's like, I'm 5'7 on a good day. So, amazing. Anything else you need to say to the viewers?
No.
Congratulations on all your cuts. We got to get you some band-aids over here. You were just cut up.
I didn't even name them all. You cut me off.
Wait, I cut you off? How many more?
I already named, I think, maybe the only other one. With Taylor O'Connor, the one that I produced.
Yeah,
remember,
you
I
did
shouted
that
out.
Before. Okay, iconic. Well,
oh, I want to do a song shout out though.
Oh, go ahead. Let's do it.
If you haven't listened to Taylor Watkins,
Laura?
Lauren Watkins. If you haven't listened to Lauren Watkins, Shirley Temple, check it out. It is a bop.
Great song. And a great beverage. I freaking love a Shirley Temple. I take that over any sort of beer any day.
Well, there you go.
Gorge. Okay, Frank. Have a nice life.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the CMT, the Country Music Tea, a country music pop culture podcast. Get a good night rest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Take some chamomile tea.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, get some rest, say your prayers, and have a hot dog summer.
Pray for Jason Aldean.
Oh, pray, please. Put your prayers up. Bye.